This program is designed to provide general information with regards to the subject matters covered. This information is given with the understanding that neither the hosts, guests, sponsors, or station are engaged in rendering any specific and personal medical, financial, legal, counseling, professional service, or any advice. You should seek the services of competent professionals before applying or trying any suggested ideas.
Beautiful, bountiful, beloved, immortal beings, and good-looking people. Remember, you're good-looking because you're always looking for and finding the good, and we have good in abundance. He is loose in a two-legged being that walks the earth, and we are going to share with you advice that I do want you to take. I want you to listen, no matter what the introductory remarks said. This advice is going to be helpful to you. That's the only reason you're here. The reason you've tuned in to The Joy of Living with your humble host, Barry Shore, B-A-R-R-Y-S-H-O-R-E. The reason you have tuned in consciously and conscientiously to The Joy of Living is because you care the most in the entire world about you. Y-O-U-E-W-E. And that's great, because when you're the best you possible, you make the world a better place. You build bridges of harmony, create more joy, happiness, peace, and love. That's when you're the best you possible, and you want to do that. And you know also that when you tune into The Joy of Living, that this show will make you healthier, wealthier, and wiser. That's what Jack Canfield said to me when he interviewed me. Jack Canfield, the author of Chicken Soup for the Soul, the biggest title in the history of the world outside of the Bible, he said, hey, Barry, who doesn't want that? Be healthier, wealthier, wiser? Yes, listen to what we have to say on The Joy of Living, carried by K4HD.com, over something, this magical, mystical, mysterious platform called Internet Radio, being broadcast worldwide. And right now, you, just you, are being joined by, at this very moment, 323,619 other people around the world. We'll probably break 335,000 before the hour is out. And you will be very happy that you tuned in today, especially. Yes, it's always nice to listen to Barry Shore. There's always something good that he says. But what you're going to hear today is going to touch your very being, going to penetrate your soul. It's going to leave a mark, and that mark is good. Because, again, it's all about you. We want you to be healthier, wealthier, and wiser. Because, you know, in this show, we deal with the three fundamentals of life. The three fundamentals are, number one, life, your life has purpose. And when you lead a purpose-driven life, number two happens. I don't mean number two, but number two in the three fundamentals of life, you can go mad. Now, in this case, MAD is a wonderful acronym. We're going to talk about a lot of acronyms and words today. MAD stands for Make a Difference. When you lead a purpose-driven life, you are mad. You make a difference. And the third fundamental is that you can learn how to uncover the secrets and the power of everyday words and terms. Everyday words and terms. A simple example. Right now, hundreds of thousands of people around the world are watching us and listening to us through the internet. And if you ask anybody, what does WWW stand for? Invariably, they'll tell you, yeah, it has to do with the internet. And factually speaking, they're correct. But in our world, the world of the positive, purposeful, powerful, and pleasant, WWW stands for, drumroll, fanfare, da-da, da-da. What a wonderful world. What a is a word, W-H-E-T-A, what a wonderful world. And of course, a tip of the hat and a big thank you to Louis Armstrong, Satchmo, for enabling that song to go worldwide and touch not just tens or hundreds of millions of people, but billions of people around the planet. And when you even hear the opening bars of that song, what a wonderful world, what do? Right away, you smile, of course. You can't help it. And smile is one of the greatest, most powerful, purposeful, pleasant, useful acronyms you could ever internalize, utilize, and leverage, because SMILE stands for seeing miracles in life every day. Seeing miracles in life every day. Now, invariably, when I was speaking to groups, when we used to be able to speak to real to human beings, which we're doing now, but you know what I mean, face to face, you know, elbow to elbow, eye to eye, then people would raise their hands, they're Barry Shore, I've been up for hours where I haven't seen any miracles. And I asked them, are you here? Can you hear? Can you see? Do you have water to drink? Do you have food to eat? Do you have a place to sleep? Your family, your friends? Can you stand? Can you walk? Can you stand still? All of those are miracles. Now, simple proof. 1 million+ people did not get out of bed this morning. Why? They died. You didn't, by definition, if you're watching and you're listening. You're here. If you're here, you can live. You can live exuberantly. That's the purpose of life. Life stands for living inspirationally for eternity. So you have WWW, SMILE, seeing miracles in life every day. Right now, by the way, thankfully, we're at the end of the year 2020. This has been a remarkable year in history. People will be watching this particular show decades from now, maybe even a century from now, say, oh, yes, I remember 2020. That was the year of the pandemic. Now, we're in the end of this calendar solar year, and we're about to end 21. Everybody remember what it feels like to be 21 again? Well, start celebrating, because in 21, we will have life again, living inspirationally for eternity. But right now, it's a pandemic. Millions of people don't get out of bed in the morning. Why? Because they can't. They're infirm. You, thank God, 99.99%, I trust of everybody watching and listening, you can get out of bed. That's a miracle. Now, speaking of miracles, most of you know, because we always have over 300,000 people watching and listening to the show, but I'm glad that everybody tells their friends, and now you have 320. We're up to, we'll get 330,000 before the end of the show. They ask, tune in to Barry Shore at The Joy of Living, because he speaks about life. Now, on September 17, 2004, I was standing up in the morning like you, hale and hearty, able to leap tall buildings in a single bound. And that evening, I was in the hospital, paralyzed, my neck down. Imagine standing up, full of love, hearty and healthy, and then paralyzed. What would you be thinking? What would you feel? I was completely unable to move anything on my body. I was in the hospital 144 days. I was in a hospital bed in my own home for 2 years. I couldn't turn over by myself. I was in a wheelchair for 4 years. You see, my hands, they don't work like yours. They don't look like yours, but I have hands. I have braces on both my legs, my hips, and my ankles. That was progress. Thank God today I can be vertical and ambulatory, albeit with the help of a 6.5-foot walking wand made for me by a Zen master. So I'm a triped, not a biped, but I still can't walk up a stair by myself or a curb. And I have help 12 hours a day, 7 days a week. But you hear my voice, positive, purposeful, powerful, and pleasant. Why? Because I've learned how to see miracles in life every day. Still takes me 10 minutes to get out of bed in the morning, but I get out of bed. It's a miracle. Now, I got to tell you a funny story. My 80-year-old niece comes over to me a few weeks ago, and she says, Uncle Barry, can we spell SMILE, S-M-I-L? And I thought about SMILE. SMILE sounds the same. Why not? I asked her, how come? Because she says, because then it would stand for seeing miracles in everyday life. Out of the mouth of babes, an 8-year-old. But what was she doing? She was creating the kind of world she wanted to live in. And CREATE is a great acronym. CREATE stands for causing rethinking, enabling all to excel. Rethinking thought. We'll be discussing a lot of that with our amazing guest. He is a master of the mind and of thought. Now, we have a brain. You have over 100 billion brain cells and over 10,000 trillion synapses connecting them all. And they're there for more than just deciding what kind of latte you want this morning. The ability to create the kind of world we all want to live in, you can do that by rethinking. Now, I have to interrupt myself just to tell you, warn you in advance, because our dear friend is a holy person. Holy, by the way, is a great acronym. Holy stands for helping others live wisely. That's what he does. But I use a lot of four-letter words. I even use the four-letter F-U word. I'll use them throughout the show because of the shock value, and it's fun. But the four-letter words that we use, of course, are live, love, life, grow, hope, holy, free, gift. And the four-letter word is fun. F-U, capital N, capital N. So people raise their hands and say, Barry Shore, fun's only spelled with three letters. Not in our world, the world of the positive, purposeful, powerful, and pleasant. Fun is spelled F-U, capital N, capital N. So after the show, when you see your family, your friends later, you have a twinkle in your eye, a smile on your face, remember what it stands for, and you point your finger and say, F-U, everybody. Remember to add right away, capital N, capital N. I said, where'd you get that? I said, I listened to The Joy of Living with Barry Shore, B-A-R-R-Y-S-H-O-R-E. And don't have to write down everything you're going to hear today, because our guest is going to give you lots of information. But just go to www.barryshore.com, and all the information about our guest is going to be right there, and you can feast on it, because he is offering up a banquet. Now, before we introduce him, I'm just going to ask you to do the following. Those of you who have been with me for a while know this, but the new people, the tens of thousands of new people, I'm going to ask you to use consciously and conscientiously three times a day the two most powerful words in the English language. And these two words are, drum roll, fanfare, da-da-da-da. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank stands for to harmonize and network kindness. To harmonize and network kindness. The Dalai Lama has been quoted as saying, I read in his writings, be kind whenever possible. And it's always possible. Imagine we're able to go back to our coffee shop. You walk into the coffee shop, you order a fancy latte for $5.50. You sit down, somebody brings it to you. You say, thank you. Imagine going to a coffee shop and you order your fancy latte, $5.50. You sit down, a few minutes go by, nobody brings it to you. Go to the counter and say, oh, I'm sorry, we forgot, we got busy, we'll bring it to you. A few more minutes go by, somebody does bring it. You say, thank you. You're walking out of the coffee shop, it's raining out, somebody holds the door open for you. You say, thank you. You're walking out of the coffee shop and it's raining out, somebody slams the door on you. You say, thank you. You're late for an appointment, you're in traffic, somebody cuts you off. You say, thank you. You get up in the middle of the night and you stub your toe and it hurts. You say, thank you. To harmonize and network kindness. Kind is such a great word. Its acronym stands for keep inspiring noble deeds. And there is no one that I can think of that I want to introduce you to that embodies the word kind, keep inspiring noble deeds, than our, my dear friend, I'm honored to call him friend, author, speaker, motivator, inspirational being, wonderful Tim Connor. Tim Connor, please say a huge hello to 323,619 people around the world.
How can I keep up with you? I'm having trouble just staying in line with you. I'm sorry. Hey. Oh no, it's an honor to be with you, Barry, and I can't tell you how much I appreciate this privilege.
Well, tell me. But I would ask you, Tim, when was the last time anybody said F you to you and you laughed?
We don't want to talk about that on public TV.
He is so good. Tim is truly an inspiration, not just to me, but to literally tens and thousands, hundreds of millions of people around the world. He's not just a motivational speaker. He speaks not just from the heart. He speaks from the mind and from the tummy. I'm just going to let you all know that Tim Connor reads voraciously. He reads a book a week, maybe even sometimes more. He writes, he's published over 80 books and counting, more than 1 million copies sold. And he is really one of the nicest human beings I've ever had the pleasure and delight of interacting with. So Tim, without any more ado from me, because I want to hear from you, let's just jump right in and let's talk about that which you are most conversant with and able to really get people to understand a little bit more, the mind.
Well, I wanted to be a neurosurgeon when I was in high school and college. So I've been studying brain function and brain physiology my whole life. And the reason I wanted to do it was primarily because as a speaker and a trainer, I want to understand why people in my audience weren't doing anything with what they learned in so-called seminars, or why they only used it for a couple of weeks. And what I found was is that you used the number 100 billion brain cells. The bottom line is that the mind has what we call neural pathways. And what a neural pathways is, it's just like the Colorado River. You know, the Colorado River has been following the same journey for millions of years. What happens is when you think certain thoughts, negative thoughts, positive thoughts, what blame, cap, whatever, when you think certain thoughts over a period of time to make life easier, your brain creates a neural pathway. So we will automatically default back to those particular thoughts. So you don't have to spend a lot of time thinking new thoughts and figuring things out. So what happens is pessimists are pessimists because it's easier to be pessimistic, and people who are happy because it's easier to be happy. Yes, unhappy people can be happy, but you have to create new neural thought patterns, which is basically the result of creating these pathways. It's possible to do this. The problem is most people either don't know how to do it or are unwilling to put the time in to do it. But we can change our thought patterns, and we've proven over the last couple thousand years that your thoughts do create your behavior, and your behavior do create your outcomes, and your outcomes create consequences. So how you think really matters.
So let's talk about the word how. So first of all, as you know, I love acronyms. So how, from my world, our world, the positive, purposeful, powerful, pleasant, stands for helping others win. That's how, helping others win. So let's show, teach us one or two, not more than three, because most people can't handle it, even I, three maximum simple, executable ideas to create that new neural pathway.
Well, the first that I share with a lot of my audiences is you create what we call psychological anchors. And what a psychological anchor is it's like an emotional trigger. So I'll give a couple of examples. When I'm taking a shower and I drop the soap, that's a trigger to restate one of my mantras. And I have dozens of mantras. When I'm driving and I come to a red light, that is an emotional trigger to stop and repeat one of my mantras. So what happens is we all have these triggers. For example, when people criticize us or people say nasty things to us or somebody cuts you off in traffic, you do, you know, stupid things. These are emotional triggers. What I'm talking about is creating a positive emotional trigger, but you decide what the response is going to be. The second thing is a simple concept of action. All actions are the result of behavior. So you have to learn to deal with your behaviors if you want to change the actions. That takes the awareness and the attention that it takes in order to be present. If you're not present in the present moment, you will miss these opportunities to create those situations where you can actually recreate. So, for example, okay, one of my mantras is, I was not put on this earth for your approval. I need to keep remembering that, because if I keep turning over my behavior to other people's behavior, they are now in control of my behavior. If you don't believe me, what do you do when somebody's behind you and you know is beeping at you because you're not going fast enough?
You know what Barry Shaw does? He says, thank you.
This is right. So the whole point is what people do every day is when somebody doesn't respond to an email or somebody doesn't, whenever anybody does something and you let their behavior determine your behavior, they are now in control of you. I do not want to let my behavior be in control of somebody that I don't like or respect. And that's the bottom line. So psychological anchors would be the first one.
Okay, so let's just do a quick recap, because again, everything you want to know about Tim, well, not everything, but a lot of stuff that's very useful, just go to www.barryshore.com and it's all there. And Tim is, if there's anybody in this world that I have encountered that is a fountain of goodness, he literally lives in a fog. He's a fountain of goodness. It's Tim. And he inundate you with positive, purposeful, powerful, pleasant things that you can use, as he said, anchors, causing triggers, positive triggers, and enabling you to be decisive and cause action, which allows you, enables you to be present. So that's one. Give us one more, if you'd be so kind.
I think that one of the critical ones, Barry, is the whole issue of what a combination of accountability and responsibility. And you don't have time to come up with acronyms for those words, so I'll just put that off for later. But when people do not take responsibility and they go into blame, or whether they blame COVID, whether they blame their parents, whether they blame the government, the bottom line is that Mark Twain once said here, stop blaming the world for your troubles, because the world was here before you were here and it'll be here after you're gone. This, and so when we go into blame mode, we're not taking responsibility and we don't grow. What we have to do is keep looking in the mirror and stop pointing the finger. So I would say we need to learn accountability, and we need to learn and practice on a regular routine basis responsibility. When we can do that, I would love to blame a lot of people right now for my circumstances over the last 20, 30, 40 years, but unfortunately, it doesn't help and it doesn't work. So you finally get to the point where you say, you know what, I'm responsible. I tell my audiences all the time, I don't know whether I'm going to die a millionaire or broke, but either way, I'm not taking the blame and I'm not taking the responsibility, but I'm not pointing the finger at anybody else. I did it. My decisions, my actions put me where I am. Nobody has the right for me to take with that responsibility. That includes parents, ex-wives. And by the way, don't, please, I hope my ex-wives are not tuned into this show, because I'm in serious trouble. You know that, don't you?
Because now they heard that you're a multimillionaire and they say, wait a minute, how come we didn't get our portion?
That's right.
So let's take, first of all, thank you for the segue on, and two reasons. One is because Tim knows, because he's been guiding me in this wonderful book that is coming out just a few weeks, called The Joy of Life. And one of the strategies that we talk about in The Joy of Life is the don't complain, don't blame. There's an entire chapter on that. So I want to just share with you, it's so wonderful. I just wrote down here, everybody wants to become a CPA. And so in the outside world, it's called a certified public accountant. But in the world of Tim Connor and being able to give over to people the ability to recognize that you are responsible for your own life, oh my God, what a thought, is that you want to be a certified private accountable. Certified person and accountable. So when you're a CPA and you do that, you now take full responsibility. By taking full responsibility, guess what? You are unencumbered to live life to the full. And that means living in joy. By the way, joy, great acronym, Tim, that stands for generating ongoing youth. And when I look at you with that hair, I mean, okay, Tim is older than I am, but if you look at him just from our hair, you see that great smile on his face. He has his teeth. He has his hair. Look at that. I mean, that
my kids have more gray hair than I do.
Yeah, but wait a minute. They even though they embody the idea of not complaining, not blaming, they're going to point the finger and say, but Dad, remember who gave them to me? Okay, so we have two wonderful beginnings of the process of how. Remember, how is helping others win. Tim's life really is focused and based on that. And everything that he does is organized and structured around focusing people on the ability to be responsible. Because when you're responsible, what happens is that you free yourself and you're unencumbered now. And let's just take a look at about the Colorado River. I want to mention to you something, because this, you know, real life is better than anything you could ever make up and imagine, right? So I had the great privilege of being with my son, my only child, my only son, and his oldest son, who's now 3 and a half, and we went to the Hoover Dam just a few weeks ago. Now, the Hoover Dam, for those, anybody doesn't know, please look it up. The Hoover Dam is one of the greatest marvels of engineering in the history of the world. It ranks right up there with the pyramids. And in my humble opinion, actually is even better than the pyramids, because it's a generating force of goodness. And essentially what it was doing was a project in the early 30s to help get America out of the recession. But it became this monumental proof that the human spirit is unconquerable, and it now provides electricity for over 78% of all the people in Southwest United States. We're talking Southern California, Arizona, Nevada. And it's all because of Tim mentioning the Colorado River and neural pathways. So I want to make an analogy to what you just said, and the ability for the human to not so much build up a dam and in terms of resistance, but to build up that structure that enables those neural pathways to create energy. energy, positive energy that is flowing throughout the world. Tim has touched and continues to touch millions of people because of his thoughts, his words, and his deeds. So I publicly, first of all, want to tell you personally what an inspiration you've been for me for decades before we even began talking, and just want to let you know. And he spoke in over 4,500 locations, 18 countries, and he mesmerizes people because he gets under their skin. So let's talk about how Tim Connor does what is uncharacteristic about public speaking. Come on, Tim, let us have it. Both barrels, baby.
My job as a speaker is not to deliver a warm bath. And I tell all my clients, if you're looking for just for people to feel better, then you need to hire somebody else. And I won't mention any names. I'll tell you a quick story. I spoke for an association 2 years ago. I had 350 people. The president says, I want you to do 3 2-hour presentations over a 3-day period. I said, okay. So at the end of the first 2-hour presentation, he said, these people don't like you. You're getting under their skin. I said, Nick, I told you that's my style. I said, I just want to let you know. At the end of the 2nd day presentation, he said, well, these people realize that you don't disrespect them, but they really don't like you, and they really are unhappy. At the end of the 3rd day presentation of 2 hours, he said, what are you doing July 18th to 19th, 2019? They all want you back. What I found is that people who make you feel better don't necessarily help you become better. If you look at the people in your life,
I want you to repeat that again.
For you, it's been people who have created discomfort in you, regardless of whether it's your kids, your spouses, your customers, your boss. If people just let you off the hook and just let you go by, trust me, you'll wake up one day 60, 70, 80 years old and you look back with a lot of regret. The bottom line is we need discomfort in order to make changes. You know, I tell people all the time, you know, you're not going to lose weight because the one thing you think about when you're trying to lose weight is food. And as long as you keep thinking about food, you're never going to lose weight. You have to change the way you think about the concept of food before you're going to stop losing weight. I don't care whether it's alcohol or drugs. That responsibility. My best friend's kid was in and out of drug issues for 10 years. And he'd come out and he'd let him go back in the house. I said, you need to let him on the street. And the kid says, well, how am I going to live? He said, you should have thought about that 10 years ago when you were kept going back on drugs. The kid was only out on the street for a month before he finally figured out I'm responsible at age 35 years old for the quality of my life. And I can't blame anymore.
So you want to become a, I'll ask you a question. I'm sure your ex-wives, some of them had pearls, right?
Let me answer the question quickly. I tell every audience, I would like you to like me, but I don't care. It's more important that I wake up and I look in the mirror and I like me than you like me. So if I have to live my life to dress the way you want me to dress, eat the way you want me to drink, drive the way you want me to drive, talk the way you want me to talk, within a matter of time, I'm going to lose who I am, and I do not want to lose. So trust me, over the course of my long life, I've had a lot of people who don't like me because I didn't become or do what they wanted me to do with my life. That's the bottom line, Barry.
And first of all, I'm glad that you like you. I happen to like you also, but I like you because you're a straight speaker.
I don't care, so we're okay with that, right?
Right. But I was going to mention to you, my background happens to be in gems and diamonds and things like that. I was a teacher at the place called Gemological Institute of America. And one of the great analogies of life is the idea of a pearl. Everybody likes pearls. But a pearl is, you have an oyster, and if you do culture pearls, what the people have understood how to culture pearls is you insert an irritant into the mollusk, into the oyster. And what the oyster does is now creates a covering over that irritant that's called, we call it nacre, N-A-C-R-E, not naked, nacre, N-A-C-R-E. And as it grows and grows, it takes on a sheen and a luster. When you harvest that from the pearl and you string them along, people say, wow, that's beautiful. But it started because it was an irritant. Tim, T-I-M, his middle letter in his first name is an I. It stands for he's an irritant. But that's good because the ability to irritate responsibly creates the pearl that comes out of the experience with Tim Connor. And as I said, I am honored.
The other thing too is to consider is the human body. What the way the body creates ability to fight disease is it has to have the disease in the body first, and then it learns because of the powerful ability of the mind, it learns to use the body to fight the things that are in the body. But so if you didn't put that bad thing in the body, the body would never learn that. So I could go on with dozens of examples like that. You're absolutely right.
So, you know, this is very good because the first time smallpox, the vaccination was brought into the world, which was the late 1780s and 90s, people were amazed and aghast. Ah, you're going to give me smallpox? And he said, yes, because that's how you're going to fight it. So intellectually, some people understood it. Physiologically, when it was proven correct, it now works. And now we use that physiological process to help our psychological process. And on that, pause for a moment, because we have sponsors who pay to be on this show. They love being on this show because they know that we have people of the caliber of Tim Connors. We'll be right back after this brief message. Don't go away, because Tim is coming back and he's going to rock your world with goodness. Hey, beautiful, bountiful, beloved immortal beings and good-looking people. And remember, you're good-looking because you're always looking for and finding the good. And you have found good in abundance. Join the Keep Smiling Movement, worldwide movement to show and share the Keep Smiling cards in 27 languages, many different iterations. And not only can you go mad, go make a difference, you can go make money. Yes, take a selfie, send us, go send cards. And now every week, somebody's going to win a $25 electronic gift card. Hey, that's pretty cool. And guess what? You can stop the pandemic. You can stop the virus of bad, corrosive thinking by keep smiling. Because smile is internal, not just external. It comes from the heart, it comes from the mind, it comes from the lips, and just go and spread joy, happiness, peace, and love. Go mad. Go make a difference. Go make money. Good day, beautiful, bountiful, beloved, immortal beings and good-looking people. Remember, you're good-looking because you're always looking for and finding the good. Stress kills. Joy heals. What color is your stress? You can find out. Go to BarryShore.com and take the free stress test. And you'll find out what color your stress is, from sunny yellow through green, blue, gray, or black. Stress will kill. Joy will heal. You can reduce it, mitigate it, eliminate it. Go to BarryShore.com. Find out the color of your stress. Do it now. Good day, everybody. Oh, am I really, really happy to be sharing with you something remarkable, interesting, and beneficial for you. It's called HelloFresh. HelloFresh is America's number one meal kit company. Pre-measured ingredients, mouth-watering seasonal recipes delivered right to your door. And get this, you can skip trips to the grocery store. It makes home cooking easy, fun, F-U-N-N, and affordable. Imagine that, convenient, no contract delivery to your doorstep. Recipes are easy to follow with pictures and simple steps. Even I can do it. And I like doing it, actually. And it cuts out those stressful ideas of meal planning and grocery store trips. Oh, my gosh. Now, of course, we all love to save money. Really great value. You can save 40% or more when you use HelloFresh versus shopping at the grocery store. So get this. Quality, fresh,
pre-portioned ingredients, saving money, and something I really like also, HelloFresh is committed to donating meals to those in need. And so far, just in 2020 during our pandemic, they've donated 3.5 million meals. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to go to HelloFresh.com, HelloFresh.com/90, the number 90, Joy, 90J90, J-O-Y, and use code 90JOY to get $90 off, including free shipping. Go to HelloFresh.com/90JOY. Use the code 90JOY to get $90 off, including free shipping. Do it today. You will thank me. Bye now.
Beautiful, wonderful, beloved, immortal beings, and good-looking people. Remember, you're good-looking because you're always looking for and finding the good. And we have good overflowing. My cup runneth over with good. And a two-legged being, his name is Tim Connor, one of the most successful, inspiring beings that I've ever had the pleasure of interacting with. And he's been sharing with us so far the ability to anchor yourself, to be accountable, to be responsible, to create triggers of positive, purposeful, powerful pleasantness in your life, new neuro-linguistic programming. And now we're going to enter the world of stress. Wonderful, Tim. Welcome back. A pleasure to see you. The most searched word on the internet outside of COVID and pandemic. Billions of people are talking about and searching about the word stress. Your world is about peace of mind. Share with them.
Yeah, you know, in my stress seminars, I talk a lot about, I tell people I can summarize the concept of stress in one sentence. Stress is not what is happening to you, it's how you respond to what's happening to you. And I use the example that a wedding causes stress, but divorce causes stress. Winning the lottery causes stress. But going broke causes stress. The body doesn't determine whether it's a positive or negative stressor. All the body does is interpret this as stress. So the positive stressors have the same negative reaction in the body that the negative stressors do. So what we have to do is to learn to control, not what we can't control. One of my favorite books by P.J. Ryan is called The Power of Patience. And one of the things she talks about is she says the number one contributor to death, not the number one cause, the number one contributor to death is stress. The number one contributor to stress is impatience. And the number one contributor to impatience is the need for control. So if you're sitting here and you're listening to this and watching this and you're a control freak, you're just killing yourself, because the more you try to control what you can't control, the more the body reacts negatively. And what these negative responses are is that you are made up. I'll give you one example. You're made up of 70, 80, 90% fluids. Let me ask you a question. If you put acid in fluids, do you think that's going to, there's, the body is spreading positive things? No. What the body does is it spreads all those negative cartilage and all those negative things throughout your body. And it has different reactions. Some people it's a sight. Some people it's a rash. Some people it's a heart attack. The body reacts everybody uniquely, but it's all negative. You have to learn to not control the things that you can't control, but learn to control how you react to the things you can't control. That's the bottom line.
Well, it's a double bottom line because you're an accountant and you like responsibility. So we all like double entry bookkeeping. So let me share with you a double entry to the word of stress. And then I'd like you to speak about one of your favorite topics, peace of mind, because you've written books on it. And I'm a reader of it. I love it. And I use it. Stress is a great acronym. To echo what Tim just told us, stress stands for stomach-turning reality, enabling sabotage. Ah! You know what happened? I lost my job, the house, and she changed me. The divorce is going on. Stress can also stand for stomach-turning reality. Oh, yeah, there's something going on. Enabling self-success. how you respond to any given situation, and it could be a real tough situation, is really what determines who you are in life. The six most important words that you will ever learn, in my humble opinion, are choice, not chance, determines your destiny. As Tim just mentioned to us, choice, not chance, determines your destiny. So let's move to that world of peace of mind, which Tim is so capable of expressing and teaching and enlightening us about.
Well, I would piggyback on what you just said too, Barry. One of the things I use is the issue of an ulcer. Ulcers are caused not by what you eat, but by what's eating you. So the bottom line is, if you give yourself an ulcer by how you think, then you can also cure your ulcer of how you choose to think. Now, a lot of people would think this is woo-woo-woo-woo stuff. I'll give you a quick example. I was diagnosed with prostate cancer 7 years ago, and I sat in my doctor's office for 2 hours, and I said, I don't have it. Yes, you do. No, I don't. Yes, you do. And he would finally look at the pictures, look at the – I said, Barry, I don't have it. Well, anyway, so I had to have a – biopsy every 4 or 5 years. The last one I had was 2 years ago. He says, I don't know what's going on, but your cancer is gone. I said, man, I never had it. If I gave myself that ulcer with my thinking process, I'm going to reverse that thinking process and I'm going to cure myself. And there's dozens of wonderful books out there that have been published over the last 30 or 40 years. William Symington's book, which was published over 30 years ago, is called Getting Well Again, is probably one of the best, and I highly recommend it if you can find it. And that's the opposite of peace is being stressed all the time, because you just can't chill and relax and enjoy the fact that you've been given another day or another breath.
Oh, I love breathing. It, to me, it's one of the greatest things that ever happened to me. Breathing. When I get up in the morning and I say, thank you, dear Lord. I'm breathing
every day. And just like I tell my people, audience all the time, you get 80,000 heartbeats every day. You never think about them until you think it might be the last one.
And thank God that hasn't happened to either of us yet. And here's the best news. Everybody watching, everybody, by definition, hasn't happened to you yet either. So if you are still breathing, and if your heart is beating, there is not a reason on God's green earth you should not, A, be living in joy, be happy. And one of the things that I like most in Tim's writing, again, he published over 80 books. One of the books that I like the most is called Peace of Mind. It's the greatest gift you can give yourself. He didn't say greatest gift you ever received. It's the greatest gift you can give yourself. So just a few more minutes on the ability to give yourself peace of mind.
I think I would come back to something you started with earlier in the show, Barry. Was one of my favorite books I wrote is called Above Ground. And the whole premise, it's a fictional self-help book. It's a fictional book, but it's a story, and it has a plot and a theme. But the basic premises of the book is, no matter what's happening to you, just learn to say thank you. I don't care if it's a flat tire. I don't care if it's a heart attack. I had to have a hip surgery 3 years ago. They tried to kill me. I came within 5 minutes of death. And because of that, I had to have open heart surgery a week later. And I was talking to my daughter by my bedside. She said, Heidi, if I don't come through this, she said, Dad, there's a lot more people around the world you have to annoy. You're coming through this just fine. My physician, Barry Chan, at the time, he said, how long will this surgery last? He said, well, you're good till 90. He said, if you live past 90, you're going to have to come back and get some more work done. And I thought about one of my heroes, Norman Vincent Peale, who died at 94, who was still actively speaking around the world in his 90s. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking, how do these people do that? It's because they did not let what was happening in the world destroy who they were. They maintained a sense of inner peace, regardless of how chaos. Trust me, I've been broke a few times. I've been divorced a few times. And people say, well, then why should we listen to you? Because you've had all these issues. Show me somebody out there, Barry, that hasn't had these issues. But show me the people who have had those issues and come back and accomplish more. Christopher Reeves is one of my favorites. I loved his book was because he accomplished more. It took him a while to get there, but he finally accomplished more after than he ever did as an actor doing Superman stuff. So it's not what's happening to you. It's how you use what happened to you, as you are a perfect living example of that. Look what you're doing in the world. How many people who would have gone through what you've gone through and spent the rest of their life feeling sorry for themselves and blaming and living in misery? You're a shining example for what most people do who have that ability to maintain peace and pass it on to other people.
Well, I'm glad that you're giving us, sharing with us a piece of you, P-I-E-C-E, because that piece of you creates peace, P-E-A-C-E, in the mind. And the mind is really the key. As we began this session today, Tim, and I'm truly honored and humbled that you've made the time to be with us today, because with the mind is where we're going to literally be. Wherever your mind is, that's where you are. When you think good thoughts, when you speak in good, and when you act in good, you are aligning yourself and you are creating good in the world. As I've mentioned to people before, and I'll say it to you now, and people have heard this through on our show, the good is a great word, G-O-O-D. First of all, it's a non-holy way of saying God. So that's a good start. That's number one, because God, the essence of God, is good. The other thing is that if you take that second O in good, you make a little snip in it and you elongate it, now the letter L. So you have the word gold, because when you do what Tim says, you think in good, you speak in good, and you act in good, you are creating gold. And the answer to the question, can you buy happiness, is yes. You just have to have the right currency. It's the gold that comes out of goodness.
One of my heroes, Charlie Tremendous Jones, once said, be careful who you let into your life, because they do influence who you are and how you think. And another friend of mine who I won't mention said, is careful of what you allow into your life. And I remember, I think I told you the story, 7 or 8 years ago, I love little Mercedes 500 SLs, these convertibles. I never bought a new one. I bought nothing but used ones. But I wondered if I was a different person behind the wheel of a $150,000 car. So I went and I sold it. I bought a 15-year-old Mercury that looked like a hearse. And I remember having a blind date, and I pulled into the lady's driveway, and she comes out and says, oh my God. She's thinking, I can't go out on a date with you. What if people I know see me in that car? People, we are concerned about how people judge us, and I was one of them. I was guilty. I didn't want to be who I was behind the wheel of a $150,000 car, and yet there are so many people today who think that if they can improve their environment, their house, their clothes, their looks, whatever, whether it's surgery, it doesn't matter. You're all going to die, folks. The question is, what's your legacy going to be? Who did you touch and how did you touch them in a positive way? Or was it all just about you? Or did you make your life about other people? And I will tell you, we are living in a very selfie-oriented world today, Barry. And there are, yes, a lot of people who are more concerned about other people, but the problem is too many people are concerned about themselves, how they are judged by other people, by whatever it is they own. I see it every day in small towns, in airplanes. It doesn't matter. I mean, I've spoken in 20 plus countries around the world, and it's not just an American thing. It's everywhere you go in the world. People are focused on their impression that they create on other people, and what they don't realize, that is not going to do them any good when they die. What's going to do you some good when you die is the Native Americans have a legend. You're only going to get into heaven leaning on one shoulder of someone you helped. So I'm thinking, if I've helped two people, I got a better shot. If I've helped 100 people, I am in. So I figured my goal was to help 100,000 people, to make sure that 100,000 people I could lean on trying to get into heaven. Trust me.
So we're going to hit the pinnacle and say that the real key of this show is the word hope. Hope. Tim is the essence, the ambassador of hope. Hope stands for helping others progress every day. That is you, Tim Connor. Are you ready for a giant hug in front of 338,620
no,
people
around the world? Save it for next year.
No. 1, 2, 3. And you have been tuned in and consciously and conscientiously to The Joy of Living with your humble host, Barry Shore, B-A-R-R-Y-S-H-O-R-E. Go to barryshore.com. All the information and more about Tim Connor and what he brings to the world. Help him get into heaven when he's ready to go after 120 years. And really go out there and be you. Because when you're the best you, you know what you do? You live the three fundamentals of life. Life, your life has purpose. When you live with purpose, you can go mad. You make a difference. You can unlock the secrets and the power of everyday words and terms like WWW. What a wonderful world. Smile, seeing miracles in life every day. Or as my 8-year-old niece said, seeing miracles in everyday life. Create the kind of world you want to live in. Listen to what Tim has shared with us. Create the kind of world you want to live in, causing rethinking, enabling all to excel. Use 4-letter words. Live, life, grow, hope, holy, free, gift, give. And use the 4-letter F-U word. F-U, capital N, capital N. Remember to add that smile and say, where'd you hear that? The Joy of Living. Remember those two capital N's. And use the two most positive and purposeful, powerful, pleasant words in the English language 3 times a day, consciously and conscientiously. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. To harmonize and network kindness. Everyone you meet is fighting a battle you know nothing about. Be kind. Always keep inspiring noble deeds. And our blessing to you from Tim and myself is go forth, live exuberantly, spread the seeds of joy, happiness, peace, and love. Go mad. Go make a difference.
Have you been to the Great Wolf Lodge that's nearby? We took our kids last weekend and they won't stop talking about it. There's a huge indoor water park that's always 84 degrees, and they have dozens of other family activities like a ropes course, bowling, and more. It's the perfect getaway. It's so close, we literally hopped in the car and we were there in no time. We all had a blast and we barely had to do any planning. So if you have a free weekend coming up, now's the time to book a trip to the Perryville Lodge just outside of Baltimore. Or if you're in the Virginia area, check out the Lodge in Williamsburg. Head to greatwolf.com to book your stay today.